Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. Good morning, my friend. Glad you're with me. What a great show we have lined up. We've got Dan Holloway, certified public accountant with Sanders, Holloway, and Ryan here talking to us today. Drew Tillman will be in studio sharing a few musical moments with us. And our good friend Miriam Dady will be hosting the Business Spotlight. So stay with me.
Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny, brought to you by Widen Glass, Tallahassee's first name in glass for your home or office, and by Merry Maids. Call Merry Maids. Relax. And it's done.
Truck and Car Concepts, we're your one-stop shop for tricking out your truck. Truck and Car Concepts. With their cars, we're number one by far.
Hi, I'm Joe Doty. Come truck it up with me this week, and I'll save you money. Get your deluxe detail package, complete window tinting, and heavy-duty floor mats starting at $339.95.
Truck and Car Concepts. We're your one-stop shop for tricking out your truck. Truck and Car Concepts. Their cars, we're number one by far.
You'll save big bucks on the package, and I'll even throw in a great pair of free sunglasses. Come on, truck it up with us this weekend, and bring your cars too. You're gonna love it.
Truck and Car Concepts, we're your one-stop shop. We always aim to please. Truck and Car Concepts, everything is here from A to Z.
Call 656-8800. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. Good morning, my friend. We're glad you're here. Glad that you have made it part of your beautiful morning here in Tallahassee to enjoy this 2 hours of Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny, as we do every week right here on our home station, Freedom 93 and 93.3 FM in Tallahassee. We love these folks because, you know, they're just so cool, and that's part of this whole premise, that we're looking for very cool people doing very cool things that makes Tallahassee a cool place to live, work, play, raise a family, have a job, start a business, or drive your business into the ground. It really, well, I mean, all of those things can happen, but certainly we're not interested in you driving your business into the ground. We want you to grow your business, and that's why we bring to the mic often people who have business savvy, people who know what they're doing, and we have one of those folks with us, Dan Holloway. He'll be back again today with a bit of a repeat. I'll tell you what's going on here, folks. We have an opportunity to bring to you the show in its entirety from last week because our producer is on vacation this week. So you know what we're doing? We're going to replay our show from last Saturday. We got Dan Holloway, we've got Drew Tillman, and we've got segments with Miriam Dady. Now, she has another guest for you this week, the folks with Independent Green Technologies, Rob Olin and Dave. They're going to talk with us about this revolutionary approach to using solar generating panels for your our solar panels that generate electricity. Said that the wrong way, but they're going to explain how this is particularly affordable, even for homeowners who are looking to not just necessarily get off the grid, but certainly to provide electrical power, electricity for their homes, and to do so using solar power. And they've got it all worked out. So we're going to learn from them as Miriam Dady brings us the Business Spotlight for this week. And that, by the way, brought to you by Send Out Cards, which we love to talk about because we use Send Out Cards here for the show. If you don't know about Send Out Cards, well, it's something you need to know because it's better than a digital card. It's a real card. I mean, it's beautifully crafted, and it's printed, and it's mailed to the person that you want to send this card to. The recipient receives a card from you. But you don't have to do all the picking, running over there to the, you know, grocery store or card shop or wherever you buy cards. You go online, you log into your account, you pick out the card you want, and you simply tell the folks that send out cards, here, send this to my good friend Brian. And, oh, by the way, include some flowers because they can do gifts and flowers for him. And so there it goes. And they even lick the stamp and send it off with your greeting that you've crafted and your signature. So it's a really cool thing. Send out cards. That is what I'm recommending to you here this morning, along with our good friends over at A Country Rose Florist, Annette McGuffey and her crew. We love these people and their ability to provide the most beautiful floral arrangements and gift ideas for you. Be sure to stop in there this week. Visit them online at acountryroseflorist.com. How about that? Speaking of websites, a little self-promotion here. Remember, TallahasseeTalks.com is available to you, where you'll find our archive of all the shows we've ever done. Next month begins our fifth season. Can you believe this? I don't think I've ever done anything 4 years running. It's so, Carl would say, oh, Lord Jesus, oh, well, this is wonderful. We actually have an example of consistent performance over 4 years we've been doing this show. And excited to do it, appreciative and grateful for the opportunity because it is something that we think is, well, it's a lot of fun to do, but it's something that we think is contributive to our well-being, our understanding and appreciation of what is Tallahassee and what's going on, after all. And I think fairly it's reasonable to say that there's been a lot of change, a lot of growth, a lot of advancements at a lot of levels. And so we've brought to the mic recently folks who are talking about Tallahassee's future. And here we are now, the 24th of January. Almost all of January is gone. Two-thirds of the month is past, or three-fourths, or whatever. And it's rather remarkable to think that the first month of 2015 is nearly completed. So we are eagerly looking in the direction of people like Dan Holloway, who will be with us in the second hour, planning for our future. And in this case, Dan is a well-respected, highly prominent CPA with the firm Sanders, Holloway, and Ryan here in Tallahassee. The friend of the small business and some large businesses here in Tallahassee who have relied on this firm to provide them not just the customary tax filing sort of services or bookkeeping services that they are certainly known for, but as well the business coaching that goes along with understanding how best to administer a business for your business, right? And how it should best be structured and how tax advice can really become very fundamental to the success of the business in shaping the business model. Well, I don't want to get too far down the road with that topic. We'll let Dan speak to that, and he will quite authoritatively. You'll appreciate what he has to share. We're going to talk about the implications of recent changes in taxed code at the IRS, our good friends there with the Internal Revenue Service, for 2015. What are those changes that have occurred, and how will that impact you individually as a tax filer, taxpayer, as well as small business? So he'll have a lot to say about that for us. And as I promised, we will have Drew Tillman with us, bringing us some of his musical styling. What a great man and a great musician, a composer, somebody who's been featured at the 30A Songwriters Festival that just occurred last weekend. So we're glad to have him around because, man, it just really classes up the joint, does it not, Carl? I think that we can agree when Drew Tillman is in the studio, boys and girls, it just gets a lot more funner. So there you go. And then, of course, we will take some time to look forward as well to some of the promotional events that we're a part of. We've got the Tallahassee Food Challenge. I'm going to tell you more about that later. and something we call prepared. This is all about being prepared for severe weather. So think about this. You know, hurricanes come through Tallahassee rarely. Certainly, there have been those that have threatened to come our way, but in practice, we are subject to severe heat and humidity, severe cold, freezing temperatures, high winds, certainly, but rainstorms, thunderstorms, floods, lightning. Holy smokes, man. I mean, all of the severe weather that goes through this town. Well, this promotion is designed to keep you and I prepared for severe weather. And you can find us online with that, TallahasseePrepared.com. Stay with me. Miriam Dady will be with us right after this.
Widen Glass has been taking care of business since 1945. When you call Widen Glass, you're dealing with experienced, reliable professionals who offer only the best. Like Widen's top-of-the-line bath enclosures that provide style and luxury at an affordable price. Eye-catching storefronts are a specialty at Widen Glass. We'll help you design it and install it. Widen Glass, the first name in glass replacement. Call 222-5781.
If Santa missed something on your list, get it now at Truck and Car Concepts New Year's Sale. Save hundreds of dollars on items throughout the store. Save $60 on a keyless entry system. Now only $239.95. Most vehicles. Or a complete bed protection package with bed liner, bed caps, and tailgate cap. Only $299.95.
Hi, I'm Joe Doty.
Don't take chances. Our professional installers do it right the first time.
Truck and Car Concepts New Year's Sale on Mahan Drive across from Kraft Nissan. Call 656-8800. 656-8800.
Changing the face of talk radio in Tallahassee. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
Time now for Business Spotlight with Miriam Dady, brought to you by Send Out Cards.
Good morning, Tallahassee. I'm so glad to be here with you this Saturday morning. And I am here to bring you a little bit of education via the Sunshine State from the Sun. We have with us one of the owners of Independent Green Technologies, Robin Olin, and one of his sales associates, David Harrell, to talk to us about solar energy. Solar energy has always been a mystery to me. I can't understand how rays from the sun could power my transistor radio, much less my entire house. So I appreciate you being here, Rob.
Good morning.
So thanks for being here. David, thank you.
Good morning. Thank you.
I want to just ask you, how realistic is it for just your common household or your small farmer to use solar energy in an economic way? Talk to me about that.
It's more realistic now than ever before. I mean, if you think about it, solar power is everything on the planet but us by nature. The sun comes up every day, goes down every day. We have more solar radiance in this state than any other state east of the Mississippi. Mm-hmm. So it's as reliable as the sunrise, and it's more affordable than ever now. Your cost return for a commercial building is somewhere between 5 and 7 years with the incentive programs that are out. And it's somewhere between 10 to 13 years for residential.
Yes.
That's great.
And you're talking about the power. Common thing is there's enough power from the sun that hits the earth in 1 hour to completely power the whole earth for 1 year. That's how much. So in 1 hour, the sun radiates enough power on the earth in 1 hour to run the whole world for a year.
Okay, that's blowing my mind.
That is something that people don't understand.
I certainly don't understand that. Let's bring this down a little bit to scale. I have a 1,500 square foot house. What kind of footprint do you need on my rooftop for me to run my house?
It really goes back to all, it depends on how much power you're currently using. Mm. What we truly try and do is get your power bills for the whole 12 months and average those out, because it doesn't make sense for you to, financial sense, for you to overproduce and to try and sell back to the different electric companies. Mm-hmm. What you're trying to do is at the end of the day, your utility, I mean, your meter says zero. You've used what you've produced and what you've consumed, okay? So what you're trying to do is actually, I would really just kind of say is most things that we do is a grid tie is what we call it, is a grid tie utilities, I mean, a grid tie solar system. So in the mornings, you're actually pulling off the grid. Most people are pulling off in the mornings, you know, blowing, drying your hair, taking a shower, cooking breakfast, kind of thing like that before the sun comes up. Then when the sun comes up, you're actually producing and per se backfeeding the grid during the middle of the day. Most people are using air conditioners or things like that in their offices and their houses actually running. So during the peak of the day, when most people are using the most power here in Tallahassee, you're actually backfeeding the grid. And then in the afternoon after the sun goes down, you're pulling back off the grid again.
I see. So it's like a seesaw.
Correct.
It's not like my power doesn't come on until the sun comes up.
Correct.
I use the electricity that's coming into the house, mm-hmm. and then it swings the other direction, and I use solar power.
Yes, ma'am.
And you're actually
benefiting because you're actually producing power, and it's actually producing for your neighbors right there. So that's less that the power company actually has to produce. Plus, it actually helps out during the spike of the middle of the day. The power companies don't have to produce as much, and it doesn't have to travel as far or from line loss. Because if you're producing 100 kilowatts by the time it gets to your house, depending on how far you live from the main the center, it could be only 80 kilowatt hours have there. Okay, so that's how solar helps. Plus, it's a lot cleaner sine wave is one thing that people don't think about. The sine wave is a lot cleaner than it being sent from here in the city of Tallahassee from, you know, Getty Road, something like that. And the reason being is the way it helps out is that electrical engines, electrical motors, if it's a real dirty power, those motors will go out. They'll burn out a little bit faster. But if it's a cleaner sine wave, it actually prolongs the life of it.
Tell me this.
Yes, ma'am.
If we have, once in a while, it's not often, but when we have hurricanes come mm-hmm. through, when we have the kind of storms that we can have in North Florida, am I going to still have power?
No, not normally on a grid tie system. What you end up having is because the way that those are engineered, we have, let's take a step back. So the sun comes down and hits those panels, and it actually makes DC power. DC power is just like your flashlight or your car, things like that. That is the DC. Then it actually goes into something called an inverter, and it changes it from DC to AC, which you're using in your house.
I want you to say that phone number once again, David, just so that people can kind of get that on their calendars.
It's 877-IGT-SOLAR, S-O-L-R. And I'd like to expand on what Rob's saying. As a salesperson, I always like to talk about whether you like to buy your house or rent your house, because right now you're renting your power for the rest of your life. All you're doing every month when you pay your utility bill is having the convenience of turning on and off the light. With this, you're actually buying an asset and you're actually putting it on your roof, and you know that it's not going anywhere. It's there on your roof and it's going to produce power for you.
It belongs to you.
It belongs to you, and you're buying an asset and you see a definite end date to it. And you're also hedging for any kind of rate increases. You're buying levelized power for the rest of your life, basically.
Boy, I tell you, this is so much information. My little brain cells are expanding by the minute, but we're going to have you guys back and do another segment on this, because I can only soak up so much sun at one time.
We would love to do that.
To
maybe
back.
We can talk about all of the incentive programs that are out there to help people save 30, 40, 50%.
I think everybody's in favor. Everybody agrees that we all can benefit from this. So thank you both for coming. Thanks for sharing such great information. And I look forward to part two. I'm sitting here with Rob and with David from Independent Green Technologies and Tallahassee. I think we can all benefit from getting a little sunshine. Thank you both.
Thank you.
Have you heard about TallyConnection.com? These are the folks who bring us all of the events and activities going on around town. It's a great little spot. TallyConnection.com. Go to that particular blog. You can find out everything you want to know about fundraisers and kids' activities and festivals and concerts. It's all there, brought to you by FSU Credit Union. And they make it possible for us to bring you Tallahassee Talks every week. So we like the fact that we're working together. We even have a link to their TallyConnection.com site on our website under community. So there's a good way to find them. TallyConnection.com. Visit this week. Find out more about what you love about this town. Events and activities, all to make your life a little bit better. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. We have a wonderful opportunity in this hour to enjoy the music, the inspiration, the dedication, the perspiration, the avocation, the professionalization of Drew Tillman. Drew, how are you, sir?
Good. How are you doing, man?
we have this gentleman with us for the full hour of Tallahassee Talks here. So if you've stayed with us, God bless you, because you're about to be rewarded. This is a guy who, for his part, has contributed sizably, in my humble opinion, to the music scene in Tallahassee and beyond, and is nationally recognized. Right here in our little old town of Tallahassee, here's Drew Tillman, just making it happen for all of us. And so many of you know his music quite well. Those of you who are just getting to know Drew and his music, man, you're in the right place at the right time, and we're glad you've joined us. Glad to have you in the studio, sir. You're looking fine and fiddle in this new year. Hard to believe you're actually 78 years old. No, I'm just right. Yes, I know on certain mornings it can
certain
feel
mornings
that
I'm definitely
way.
78.
But I think we'll say that you're safely on this side of 50. How about that? How about that? Let's do that.
That's good.
Okay.
That's good.
Yeah. And so you got a lot to share with us here in this hour, and we're going to hear Drew's music. We're going to hear about some of his tales and travels, and among other things, you're a family guy, and you have a wonderful family. Amelia, his wife, is involved in the music scene as a promoter and has done a lot in that area and is doing a whole lot more. And then his daughter, Amarina, and what a beautiful name that is. He has twins, Amarina and Dylan. They're both his 12-year-old kids, and for their part, Amarina, if I recall correctly, is a national finalist in the History Fair competition.
She wasn't the History Fair. Oh. She was in the. She submitted her History Fair project to the National Holocaust Museum.
Ah, that's what it was.
And she was the only person this past year that was accepted as a permanent archive in the National Holocaust Museum, which is a very rare opportunity and
marvelous
for something to happen like this. We did not expect it.
Wow.
She
very cool.
But she did, in the History Fair project itself, she made it to the county finals.
I see.
And did not move on.
I see.
But she didn't give up.
And the topic was the Holocaust.
The Holocaust, that's correct. Yeah. And she interviewed her grandfather, Amelia's dad, about he was one of the liberators of the whole of a camp, two camps actually, and his tales are just it was amazing. And then, but they did the unusual thing of accepting the interview as a historic document, but they accepted the entire History Fair project.
I see.
Because you could only have, the interview was only 3 minutes long.
I got you.
There's criteria for the History Fair
project. So here you have this young lady providing this project and being recognized. nationally. And then you have your son, Dylan, who is an aspiring baseball player. And I understand that you're a coach.
I am.
So in addition to everything else you're doing, you're a baseball coach.
I am.
So, folks, I mean, if you thought that Drew was kind of cloistered away somewhere in his closet, you know, writing songs, guess what? This guy's out there taking care of all kinds of people. And so good of you to join us today to share with us. Let's talk a little bit about your music. Now, I know you originally from Pittsburgh.
And then
schooled at Florida State University.
That's right.
And studied guitar there.
I did.
Right?
Classical guitar with Bruce Holzman. Great teacher. Great teacher. And I studied with him for a couple years. And then I started playing music and sold a song and co-wrote a song with John Kurtzweig, who's now a producer. He produced all the Creed records and things.
Yeah.
And we co-wrote a song called Dance Again, and it did very well for a small town guy. It did well, and I felt it gave me a lot of confidence to continue to write and to perform.
Yeah.
That's main when we co-wrote that song. And, of course, writing I've continued to do all these years.
And performing. I think I have seen you at more of the local festivals than any other artist. I mean, it seems like anytime I'm out somewhere, Drew Tillman is going to be up there at some point sharing his music. So it seems to me you're really appreciated in Tallahassee. It seems like the people really like your music. And I'll watch the crowd too. I mean, people just really, really get into your songs. And if you're not familiar with the music, we're going to have an opportunity here in the hour to sample some of this music that you've brought us. We're going to talk about that a little bit. Where do you go? I mean, this is a stupid question. It's a very sort of mundane, I guess, or common question. But where do you go for inspiration? What moves you to write, or do you make it your
Walmart,
business?
Walmart at 2 a.m.
Yeah, right. Hanging out.
looking for the next
opportunity.
You meet the best the best songs you can write. I write from many different sources, mainly questions in my heart. One of the songs on the CD, called "The Great Unknown," is one of those songs that came all at once.
Okay, let's listen to that. The Great Unknown.
Child to me.
Widen Glass takes care of Tallahassee business. Local contractors know Widen Glass has been taking care of business since 1945. They prefer Widen Glass because of their precise window glass replacement, masterful shower enclosures, and storefront glass. Widen Glass will take care of you to your complete satisfaction. That's been Widen's way of doing business for 65 years. When you call Widen Glass, you're dealing with experienced, reliable professionals who offer only the best. Like Widen's top-of-the-line bath enclosures that provide style and luxury at an affordable price. Eye-catching storefronts are a specialty at Widen Glass. We'll help you design it and install it. We've done hundreds of storefronts in the Tallahassee area. That's why Widen is known for taking care of business. Widen Glass, the first name in glass replacement. Call 222-5781.
Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny here on a Saturday, 93.3 FM, our home station, Freedom 93. Barry Kay and company, all of those good folks keeping us straight and narrow and on track, and Carl the magic man over there in the studio. Carl is the is our wonder boy. He just takes these ramblings that I put in front of him and somehow turns this all into a very fine radio show. Which, by the way, if you've missed any of our segments, be sure to go to the website, TallahasseeTalks.com. Everything is archived there. Again, King Cabba makes that all come together for you. If you got a topic you want to email us, topics@TallahasseeTalks.com, a guest or something you'd like us to consider, happy to do so. Be sure to check out our Facebook page, too, where you'll learn more about our dear friend, Drew Tillman, who's been with us in the hour, heading off to South Walton. Where is South Walton? I guess it's near Panama City.
It's in between Destin and Panama City,
right in
closer
there.
To Destin,
kind of the seaside area, and right, yeah,
that's central.
One of the ugliest beaches in the world, from what I understand. Yeah, yeah, right.
Squint your eyes.
Oh my goodness!
Like
gee, what a shame that you have to spend the weekend.
Somebody has to
over
do
there.
It.
Yeah, right. Good for you. Take one for the team.
Yeah.
Talking about the way in which music has moved us through the years, and think about all the songs that just, you know, and all of us have them.
that are just so important to us and help define a period of time in our lives or maybe an experience we've had or a relationship that we've had. Your music does that. And there's it seems to me in your music, a lot of what we would think of as blues or bluesy kind of stuff. Yeah. Tell us about that. How is it that your music incorporates so much of that, do you think? Here you're classically trained as a guitarist, but then you've got this sort of soulful approach to life, it seems.
Music has always been a learning experience for me. Mm-hmm. And what I mean by that is a learning. I go back and my words and music will come back and haunt me later because I'll get into a situation where I'm doing something wrong.
And in that regard,
and it tells me, oh, wait a second.
Yeah.
Remember?
Yeah.
You wrote this?
Right. And you found that even in your own personal life, being addicted to drugs or alcohol.
It was a horrible time in my life.
Yeah.
It was horrible. I had many close friends that did not make it through the experience. It's no respecter of persons, alcohol and drugs. And I cried out for help. And this song called The Addict, I wrote probably when I was 3 days sober, and I sat in a chair and cried for several days. Never left that chair, not understanding why I was alive. And so many of my friends didn't make it. That experience centered me on moving forward in my life. And
you were a songwriter at the time. I mean, you were...
I was.
A musician and...
I was, and I was caught up in the whole be a rock star, do drugs, and all those things that you see everyone else do, and it looks so beautiful up, you know, on the face of it, and then you get down to it, it was... It wasn't beautiful.
And that's been many years ago. You've been sober since.
I have.
One day at a time, baby.
One day at a time. That's correct. And, you know, that's something that I always live with it because it's a deadly disease and there's no cure.
Yeah.
The only cure is a spiritual way of life. Whatever you choose that to be.
And as a spiritual man, you seems to me have a great deal to say about how your personal walk with God and your personal relationship with Christ has brought you to some pretty stellar things. I mean, a fantastic family and kids that are doing well, and you're here and you're writing songs. And
I make more mistakes than most. And I struggle with the truth more than most will realize. Mm. It's never easy to meet the truth in God as I understand Him. And so it's a humbling. The most I can do is cry out, Lord, have mercy.
Many thanks to our friend Drew Tillman. Great music, a great artist, great composer. Folks, we are coming up here at the top of the hour. We've got ABC News up ahead, and we will be back after that with more of Tallahassee Talks. This is a song called The Addict, appropriately enough. And Drew, I want to thank you for making it your business to be a part of our show today.
Brian, thank you so much for having me, and I look forward to be in here again, maybe.
We'd love to have you back anytime.
But thank you so much for everything you've done. For
anytime,
music,
brother.
And for Tallahassee.
We're grateful. Folks, Drew Tillman, The Addict.
Good times that seem to scare me. Bad times seem to wait. Every time I use you, my mind's laid to waste. Nothing you didn't give me, nothing I couldn't see, better part of living is broken misery. Now there's shadows down inside me, and I got a shining road. Those dreams you used to give me, yet I poured them down my throat. The smiles you used to give me, walks we used to take. The eagle gave me freedom, and the lion gave me strength. But it's goodbye, baby, so long, and I ain't standing in your rain. I just about drowned, and drowning made me see. There's times I was the eagle, times I felt like prey. Times you gave me freedom, there's times I couldn't say. But the rust is in the gutter, and the gutter's all your fear. And for all you got of people, well, the money's in your head. And don't you talk a needy when you're driven to your knees. Christmas happens every day, the needle on your tree. But it's a good day, baby, so long, and I ain't standing in your rain. I just about drowned, and drowning made me see. I was the eagle, and all the dreams you gave me, and I seem to lost my way. And the eagle's not soaring now, and the lion wants to eat, or at least he wants me to pay. And I'm begging for it, I'm begging for it, 'cause I don't want the pain. Superman's in the movies, and the rescue's make believe. But it's goodbye, baby, so long, and I ain't standing in your rain. But I just about drowned, and drowning made me see. Yeah, it's goodbye, baby, so long, and I ain't standing in your rain. Yet I just about drowned, drowning made me see. Good times that seem to scare me, bad times seem to wait. And every time I use you, my mind laid to waste.
The most talked about topics in town, Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
So here we are. We're back, Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny in the second hour on this here fine Saturday. Tallahassee Talks coming to you from the luxurious studios of Alcom Marketing and Advertising, overlooking the parking lot at the Capital City, Capital Circle Commerce Center. And we are grateful to the good folks at Alcom Marketing and Advertising who make this show possible every week for you. And our good friend and able colleague, King Cabba, there at the controls, who ably guides us through the management of these electrons that magically show up on your radio or on your smartphone. And, you know, by the way, we are streaming live to the web. So that means if you are listening on your computer, your smartphone, your tablet, whatever, you may be in other parts of the world. And certainly those of you in Germany, we want to give a shout out to you this morning, as well as Seattle or Pittsburgh or wherever you may be at the moment, or right here in our own town of Tallahassee. Which reminds me that we are approaching springtime now. I mean, we are still in January, so maybe it's a little little soon to talk about springtime. But you know, in the early part of the spring, and we'll talk about, let's say, March, April, May, local food charities find themselves in dire straits. And so why is that? Well, demand is high, particularly. A lot of kids are out of school by that time, let's say by the end of May. Those food assistance charities that operate food pantries, and there's a host of them, all of them find themselves severely challenged with trying to see these individuals and families assisted in the manner that they want to be and need to be. Donations tend to drop off during that period of time. And you can argue, well, people forget, or they're getting ready to go on spring break or maybe summer vacation. We don't really know, and honestly, we don't really care. What we know is we've got to step it up. And so the Tallahassee Food Challenge is our way and our attempt to remind you and I to give generously on behalf of these food charities that rely on us. They really have no other way of making this happen. There are a few state and federal dollars, local dollars available, yes, but man, that is just not where it's at. That is not the whole picture. In fact, it's a small part of what is needed. And so that's you and I. We step up. We individually contribute as much as we can. But when we do, do it consistently. And that's the real key here. Make it a part of our weekly list of items, right? And you can do it so conveniently oftentimes. We are going to make it even more convenient because we're going to make sure that you know there are places around town where you can leave a food donation. Maybe it's a church or a synagogue. Maybe it's a bank or a grocery store that you frequent, wherever it may be, or your favorite food charity, you know, Echo or Catholic Charities or America's Second Harvest. There's a bunch of them, Tallahassee Food Pantries. We've got a website built just for you. You can go to TallahasseeFoodChallenge.com. And when you do, you're going to find a listing of those food assistance charities, their locations, and you're going to find out, too, who are those businesses that are helping us get this message out. Because guess what? We are in earnest. So we go out there and we buy TV and radio advertising and billboards and web and social media and radio and all of it. We do all of this just to keep us all reminded that the need goes on. And it's not that hard. And it's something that if we do collectively, man, we can really, really make a difference. So the Tallahassee Food Challenge is on, and I am challenging you to take that challenge and give generously this week. Be sure to thank the sponsors that are making it possible. You can do that easily enough. You go to the website. You can click on any one of those sponsors that we have listed. Go to their website. Send them an email or call them. Better yet, go in and see them. Say, hey, thanks for helping this community feed hungry children and families throughout the year, but especially at this time of year when food charities face such critical demand and find themselves in shortage. Well, okay, so I've given you my speech about the Tallahassee Food Challenge. We've got coming up now in this hour our good friend Dan Holloway, and I'll be able to tell you more about him as we bring him in, and he's going to talk with us about planning for 2015, those tax changes, the tax code for 2015, those changes that the IRS has implemented, and how that then is going to impact you and I, either as an individual, as a household, as a business, particularly in relation to small businesses, many times that are organized as what is referred to as a subchapter S corporation. Those particularly he'll pay attention to, because a lot of small business incorporates under that category or that classification and do so with the idea that there are certain advantages to that kind of business entity, that type of organization. Well, those rules that regulate under IRS code the taxes that a subchapter S corporation pays are under some scrutiny, we'll say. And he's going to talk in greater detail about that, especially those taxes that are incurred as part of the payroll that that company issues. So payroll taxes becomes a hot topic here in 2015 as we look at small business. Elsewhere in the news, I suppose it's common knowledge that Mr. Winston now has chosen to go to the NFL in the coming year. And, you know, as I say, that's pretty common knowledge. That news has been out for a while. But I want to offer one humble observation here, if I may. And, you know, it's not my style to get into a lot of commentary normally. I like to learn from other folks, their opinions, and that's really what this show is about. But I will say this, in regard to a young man who performed so brilliantly in his craft, his performance as a college athlete has been remarkable. No one can argue that. Some have even said, even among his critics, have said that he could be considered one of the best, if not the best, college football player of all time. That, or at least the best college quarterback of all time. Regardless, if that's a little too lofty for your taste, you cannot ignore the fact that he has achieved some things on the ball field that are unduplicated. The number of wins, the number of records that he's broken, the national championship, the Heisman Trophy, and then to go undefeated two seasons consecutively right up until the final opportunity there in the playoffs. Well, okay, so we know that. Here's my point. When you look into a young man's life, is it not true that you're going to find all sorts of imperfection? Of course you are, as you would in your own life. And isn't it true that in that part of a man's life that we consider his late adolescence, early adulthood, there should be an opportunity for us to test out those things that we haven't yet figured out for ourselves? That's the whole business of mentorship, right? And parenting, and that job goes on, that we have an opportunity here to say to young people, come on in, figure out what you can do, and we will help you get there through all of your own individual disappointments. I'm going to leave you with that thought as we prepare to receive more advice and direction from our good friend Dan Holloway. He'll be with us shortly right after this break. Stay with me.
Folks, there are four ways to shine in life, and Mary Maids has it all going on. Experience, reliability, thoroughness, and professionalism. And that's why we rely on Mary Maids right here at our studios. They are proficient, and they are reliable. And I want to tell you, when I come into the office and I find the studio fresh and clean, it's a great feeling. And the neat thing about it is they get into all the details that I probably would overlook. You know, I mean, but I want to tell you something else. As a new customer, when you sign up for their 24 weekly or biweekly cleanings, on your first cleaning, you're going to save up to $400 because they'll spend that first cleaning doing the extra, extra deep cleaning that you probably would do if you wanted to do it yourself, but you don't have to. You can call Mary Maids. It's the best thing to do. And let me tell you something. Here's another special offer. You're going to save yourself 10% on that first call just by mentioning Tallahassee Talks when you call. Would you do that for me? Call Mary Maids this week. Here's the number, 386-2205, and tell them, I heard your ad on Tallahassee Talks, and I'm ready to receive 10% discount on my service. They'll do it for you. They're right here in Tallahassee. You can go online at marymaids.com.
The best place for conversation, Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
So we are talking here with a very good friend of mine, a man who many of you know, I'm sure, because he has been in the practice of accounting, particularly certified public accounting. We're going to find out what that is. He's a certified public accountant, a principal with the firm Sanders, Holloway, and Ryan. Mr. Dan Holloway, our guest. How are you, sir?
I'm doing fine,
Brian. You look well. You look well, considering that here we are in January. April is drawing ever closer to us. We've just come out of the end of 1 year, and yet here you are. You seem cool, calm, and collected. That's just all a big ruse, isn't it?
April 15th seems to come around each year for some reason.
It's relentless. And our dear friends at the Internal Revenue Service themselves come around every year and have come around with some other interesting ideas for personal tax questions and business owner type tax questions, payroll issues. We're going to get into all of that here with Dan Holloway in this final hour of the show. And you know, folks, I mean, here we are beginning of 2015, halfway through the month. And already we've had the pleasure of talking with Dr. Mignon, and we've had, who else have we had? We had Vincent Hunt talking with us. We've had an opportunity to consider the plans we have in place regarding our health, business, technology, what's going on in Tallahassee in 2015, and what do we need to do to be better prepared for what's up ahead. And, you know, we rely on people like Dan Holloway, who in some way or another claim to know what they're talking about, and so we just take Dan at his word that all of this is factual. And I'm joshing with him, but I can tell you, folks, this is a guy that I've known, I don't know, 25, 30 years, longer than he'd care to admit, I'm sure. But in that course of time, Dan, you have been a able financial advisor and business coach and holder of wet handkerchiefs as you've mopped my brow the bottler of tears. You are one of these people, I think, Dan, if you don't allow mind me embarrassing you in front of our kind listeners, who is a rare find. I mean, you have such a great balance, I guess, of humanity and technology and insight. My experience with you has always been rather, for me, it's noticeable that you really appreciate the struggle, for one thing, that business owners go through in trying to make this thing work. And you also seem to appreciate individual need and how, as people, we want to do the right thing. But somehow, some way, doggone it, it gets harder to do the right thing when we're talking about paying taxes or setting aside money so that we can pay the tax. That gets to be a challenge. But for your part, you've been in this business of Sanders, Holloway, and Ryan for a while. Tell us a little bit about the firm, its history, and kind of how the heck did you get into this in the first place, huh?
We probably don't have that much time.
Right, yeah.
But the firm has been around in one form or the other. It was actually started in the 60s by Wesley Catledge.
Huh.
And it has survived
all these decades.
All these years since then.
Wow.
So we go back that far, and we're just a typical CPA firm. We do,
I don't know about that,
personal work.
I think you're an exceptional
tax work,
CPA
business
firm.
Tax work, auditing for businesses and not-for-profit organizations. So we do the full range of CPA services.
Well, folks, this is what I mean when I say this is a humble guy. He won't talk about how great he is, and that's just a part of his character. But I'll tell you, no, you are an exceptional CPA firm. And I think, again, it's beyond the technical side. I mean, maybe your point is that, gosh, you know, there's only so many ways to fill out a 1040 after all. You got to stick some numbers in there. And, yeah, you can get creative with the numbers. But the part that I notice is your compassion and your determination to help people wrestle with these big questions and to help them find their answer for those things that they know they're doing the very best they can with what they have to work with. And I've benefited personally and professionally. Our company has benefited because you've been able to help us navigate through ever-changing tax laws, and we've got some changes coming at us again. Mm-hmm. That's what you can count on. April 15th and the Infernal Revenue Service just changing their minds about any given topic, right? Am I right or am I right?
Yes, it is. It never stops and it gets worse. I think it gets worse every year.
It seems to
which,
me.
Of course, it's good for business when you're on this end.
It's hard to
it.
Be that.
Hard That's to, a sad thing, but it is true.
Hard to be that critical of the
it's
people
hard.
That keep
it's
you
hard
employed.
To admit that, but it's true.
That's right. Well, it's sort of like the doctor who wants to eradicate illness or at least infectious disease. I mean, it is sort of a weird sort of position to be in. But thank goodness that you're in that position. And I know for a lot of us, a lot of business owners, a lot of people in the Tallahassee area, your firm, Sanders, Holloway & Ryan, you personally have contributed sizably, I think, to our welfare. So enough of talking about how great you are. Folks, we're going to get into talking about, particularly, we want to take some time with what's been dubbed Obamacare, the Affordable Health Care Act, right?
Yes.
And we're going to get into some of the ramifications then for us individually, perhaps in even in terms of business. And then we will take some time and look at business, small businesses particularly, that are grappling with that issue and a lot of other issues related to, let's say, payroll taxes. That's a hot topic these days. Folks, we appreciate the fact that you are with us in this hour. We have Dan Holloway, CPA, boy wonder, and personal friend of yours truly. And we have about another couple of moments here. We're going to take a break, and I'll tell you that one of the reasons we love doing this show is because we get to tell you about great people like Dan Holloway and Sanders Holloway and Ryan. We also have some wonderful sponsors who make this show possible, including our very good friends over there at Tommy T's in Midtown. Tommy T's Mighty Lube. And these are the guys who keep your vehicle running and in shape. You can tool on in there for a quick oil change, whatever you need. Lowest price in town, best service package. Check them out. Tommy T's in Midtown. We'll be right back.
Whidden Glass takes care of Tallahassee business. Local contractors know Whidden Glass has been taking care of business since 1945. They prefer Whidden Glass because of their precise window glass replacement, masterful shower enclosures, and storefront glass. Whidden Glass will take care of you to your complete satisfaction. That's been Whidden's way of doing business for 65 years. When you call Whidden Glass, you're dealing with experienced, reliable professionals who offer only the best. Like Whidden's top-of-the-line bath enclosures that provide style and luxury at an affordable price. Eye-catching storefronts are a specialty at Whidden Glass. We'll help you design it and install it. We've done hundreds of storefronts in the Tallahassee area. That's why Whidden is known for taking care of business. Whidden Glass, the first name in glass replacement. Call 222-5781.
Bringing you whatever Tallahassee is talking about this week. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
So we're back and we're talking with Dan Holloway, who has graciously joined us. Notice, folks, it is January. I didn't call him in April. I called him now and said, I'd like you to be on the show because, you know, days go by, and within the next couple of weeks, he won't resurface. He's like a whale, you know. He just goes deep, or maybe he's like a Secret Service agent. He's undercover, you know. He's black ops. He goes very deep undercover, and then after April 15th passes, he reemerges, and we get a conversation or two in after that. So I'm jumping in early here, and I know the first thing we need to get at, Mr. Holloway, is the personal aspects of how the Affordable Care Act, so it's called, or shorthand, Obamacare, is playing out. How is that affecting us individually?
Well, that is one of the things I wanted to cover because it's something new. I'm sure if we had 3 hours, we could spend that much time on it.
We'll have you back.
I want to mention that because it is something new. The first time this year, for 2014 tax returns that every person that files a tax return will have to answer questions and or fill out forms about the Affordable Care Act. And you will have to, well, I think the easiest way, you'll either have to state that you were covered, you and every dependent in your household had coverage, had
qualified
coverage under the act.
Right.
Or if you didn't have that, you will be subject to the penalty that's imposed on people that don't have the required coverage. And beyond that, many people did obtain their coverage through the exchange, the insurance exchange,
right,
and maybe received a subsidy.
Right.
And anyone that received a subsidy, you have to fill out your tax return and report the information in such a way that you will either receive an additional subsidy, which will lower your taxes, or you will find out that you received a greater subsidy than you were allowed, and you'll have to pay back some or perhaps even all of the subsidy, basically because your actual 2014 income came out greater than the estimated income that you reported when you signed up and started receiving the subsidy. So that's going to be a real challenge for people completing their tax return, whether they do it themselves or whether they hire someone like me. If we do your tax return, you're going to have to provide all this information to us. I have a little sheet here I'm looking at. It says there's five new tax forms this year related to this act. People should be receiving a form 1095 from an insurance company that, if they had coverage, from the insurance company that provided the coverage that gives them all of this information that I'm talking about.
Do they have, let me interrupt you, do they have a deadline by which time they have to get that 1095 to the individual? Like a W-2?
If it's like any other form like that, the deadline for it to be mailed out would be January 31st.
Okay.
So people should be receiving those soon after that date. So that's going to be mandatory. And then another thing that people might not have any idea that they'll have to know is if you have working dependent children, when you file your tax return, you're going to have to report their gross income that they earned during, you know, if they had a job, because the subsidies and credits are based on the total family income, the total income of the household, including all dependents.
Okay, and that dependent child would be one that I have claimed on my taxes,
that's
correct?
That's correct. And actually, this is somewhat strange sounding, but it's like even if you didn't claim the dependent as a dependent, the rule is if they were eligible to be claimed as your dependent, you are responsible for providing them health coverage.
Wow.
And if you didn't provide them health coverage or they didn't have health coverage, I guess a better way to say if they didn't have health coverage, then you have to pay the penalty because they were a dependent.
Even though I didn't claim them on my taxes. Yeah.
In your household.
Wow.
So isn't that an odd...
It is very strange.
That's an odd thing, but that's what the rule is.
I can
is.
Only
so
be grateful.
So many things that are going to surprise people about this.
I'm going to be silly here, but I'm grateful that it doesn't apply to my pets. You know, I mean, what about
my
dog?
Brian, you haven't been claiming them as a dependent. Like, you know, once the Social Security requirement
for
dependents
don't
went
leave
in, most
it
pets
unsaid
off
because
of
you know they'll probably come back to me and say, you know, you have a diabetic dog that you've not provided coverage for.
You're subject to the penalty. I'm
come
sure.
on, man. No. This is ridiculous.
So anyway, there's a bunch of new things like that that's going to make every single person's tax return more complex. And it does, I mean, a lot of dependents, a lot of children, college students, they get their W-2 from their job and they run out online and they file their tax return and they don't even have that information anymore.
Right.
So when the parents get around to filing, they're not going to, if they haven't captured that information, it's going to cause problems. So.
Yeah, captured how much they actually made then that would go toward?
Well, it just goes into the reporting form where you compute the penalty or credit or recapture the subsidy or whatever it's.
Okay.
It's just an odd thing. It's just something new that we haven't had to deal with before.
And again, as you say, even though you haven't claimed them on your taxes, what is the age of that offspring that by which the government decides they are dependent? Is that anybody under 21 or under 24, under 18, or
it depends on whether they're a student or not. If they're a college student, I think it goes all the way up to 24. Beyond that,
so I can have a kid going to school across the country. He's 22 years old, and the IRS says, "Well, he's a dependent." Well, I didn't claim him on my taxes. He's got a job,
but he's eligible to be your dependent.
But he's eligible to be my dependent.
Yeah.
And you didn't provide him any health care coverage, and he didn't get any while he was in school. So guess what?
An example that was given in a class I attended was that your daughter's worthless boyfriend has been living in your house for the last year, not working.
How do they know that?
Well, they don't.
Okay.
That's the thing, okay? You know, I'm talking about rules. So technically, you would be subject to a penalty for failing to provide him health insurance.
Sounds very familiar.
Okay. That's an odd.
Just because he's living there, he's not actually blood related.
You supported him.
Or marital.
He lived in your
house
and you supported him for a year, so you're subject to providing him health insurance or pay the penalty.
Oh, my goodness.
You figure that one out.
Yeah, I can't. It doesn't make any sense. But, okay, let's keep going. This is so much fun. Oh, man.
And I'm supposed to add that, by the way, it'll cost a lot more to get your taxes done this year because we have to fill out all these forms.
But sure.
I won't.
Yeah, let's not go there, please.
Okay.
Yeah, since I can't afford to pay you as it is. Right. So. Yeah, okay. So what's next then as far as the Affordable Care Act?
That's probably
Affordable
enough.
Hair Act.
I mean, that's enough. Nobody can get it. The technical things are too much to get into.
Wow.
Voice only.
Okay, take a breath, everybody, and hold hands as we cross over, because we're going to take a break, and Mr. Holloway will stay with us, won't you, through the rest of the show here?
I think it'll be safe, yeah.
Okay. And we're going to try to keep our wits about us as we talk about those issues related to taxation and things like the Affordable Care Act. And now what's coming up are those changes in the tax laws related or procedurally related to the policies that we find connected to payroll taxes. And we're going to talk with Mr. Holloway about that. You are in tune with Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny here on a Saturday morning. If you haven't been to our website, go to TallahasseeTalks.com. We'll be looking for you.
For over 40 years, Marvin McFate has been building houses and helping families build their dreams. He's helped Tallahassee grow, too, by building a company based on three simple ideas: dedication, tradition, and innovation. It's a company dedicated to building homes that'll last for generations with time-tested methods and a clear understanding of how to make homes more efficient with modern innovations. Today, Vanguard North stands as a symbol of the best in home building and home renovation. So, here's to you, Tallahassee, and all the families that Vanguard North has had the privilege to serve. Thanks for letting them share in your dreams. You keep on growing, and they'll be here to help you do it with homes you love to live in today and for all your tomorrows. Vanguard North, home builders and renovators, on the web at VanguardNorth.com. Marvin McFate, he's a bit of a dreamer. He's okay with that.
Now we're really talking. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
Well, here we are, folks, winding down the hour of Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. By the way, if you have a topic that you'd like to raise or a question in relation to taxes, we'll be glad to forward that on, or you can contact Mr. Holloway directly. Sanders Holloway and Ryan is the local firm. Dan Holloway, our guest, But if you have a topic you'd like us to consider, go to topics, email us, topics@TallahasseeTalks.com, or you can post an idea or question there at our Facebook page. So if you're into Facebook, go to Facebook, and then you go to Tallahassee Talks. So now, Dan, here we are talking further about changes in tax law and policy and procedure, specifically in relation to payroll taxes for small, well, for any business, but I know you especially work with a lot of small business owners. So what do you got? What are we talking now?
Well, Brian, there's a new, somewhat of a new development that I thought was important enough to bring up. It's probably a little bit too technical to cover in a short period of time, but I thought it we might be able to at least make a dent.
See, this has already scared me. If you can't talk at length about it, I know I'm not going to like this. What?
And it only applies to business owners, okay? So, if you don't own a business.
All right. Let's ask the smaller children to leave the room. Is that what you're saying?
Just being amazed at how complicated things are for business owners.
Go ahead. I'm listening.
But most small business owners, I would say most small business owners, the 1-, 2-, 3-person owners, you know, like we see around town,
right,
like yourself,
yep,
operate as an S corporation. They're taxed as an S corporation.
Okay.
An S corporation doesn't pay taxes itself. The income is passed through to the owner, and all the income is reported on the owner's tax return.
Yes.
The owner has to pay themselves a salary just because they are an employee of their own company, and they take a salary with payroll taxes withheld, just like any other working person receiving a salary from their employer.
Okay.
The business, we hope, will have profit, though, that exceeds that salary.
Right.
So there'll be...
So there's two...
Two components of the income that the business owner earns. One, the salary that he takes out is a W-2 salary, just like he pays all of his other employees.
Right.
Pays and all the payroll taxes, and then the profits that exceed the salary. And both of those he pays income tax on. But under the current law, the profit portion of that the company earns above the salaries paid to the owner is exempt from Social Security and Medicare tax at 15.3%.
Okay, because it's not payroll as such.
It's not payroll taxes. It's a different form of income. Goes on a different line on your tax return.
I see.
And there's nothing new about that. That's been that way for as long as there's been subject for S corporations.
Okay.
And the law has always required that the owners report for themselves a reasonable salary and pay the full payroll taxes on it based on the services they provide to the company.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing new about that.
Right.
So typically you end up with the owner reporting the salary and paying the payroll taxes on that, and then you have in the amount above that that's not taxed for payroll taxes. Obviously, there's a chance there for a person to pay themselves lower than a reasonable salary to try to escape paying more of the 15% Social Security and Medicare tax.
Right.
There's been an issue with that with the IRS, you know, for 50, 60 years, however long we've been doing this.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're reasonable about it, if you literally are reasonable about this whole thing, generally you don't see issues. I've seen very, very few times ever that the IRS had said the owner's salary is too low. You should have paid more payroll taxes, so we're going to assess you on those payroll taxes.
And that's arbitrary, isn't it?
It's arbitrary anyway. The IRS uses guidelines. They have many ways of getting standard salary type guidelines, especially for like licensed professionals. They go out and get salary surveys. So there's nothing new about that except that it does cause a lot of problems, and it is an issue. It's a place where there's a lot of
gray,
and there's a lot of people that don't understand this, and they are either paying themselves too much salary or too low, too little salary, that affects that payroll tax figure.
So what's changed?
But what is new this year is The IRS has, in effect, hired the Florida Department of Revenue through the Reemployment Department, which used to be unemployment tax.
Yeah.
It's reemployment now.
Right.
And the reemployment tax people audit business payrolls primarily to see if you filed your reemployment tax return correctly, you know, covering your employees paying those taxes in.
Right.
The IRS has literally hired the Department of Revenue as a pilot program for the United States, the whole United States. When they're doing that audit, they are specifically going to look at the owner's compensation that they reported on Form W-2 and compare that to the overall profit of the company. And the auditor is going to use their guidelines that they've been furnished, that I have about three pages in my hand here, and they're going to decide if the owner paid themselves a reasonable salary.
Oh.
And if they think that it's not reasonable, then they'll report to the IRS that, I'll give you a simple example, the owner paid themselves $60,000 salary. We examined it, and we think that a reasonable salary for that owner would have been $90,000. So we're reporting to you that the owner underpaid his salary by $30,000. And then that will result in the IRS assessing you the 15% payroll tax on the extra $30,000. And so you'll owe the IRS $4,500 plus probably penalties and interest on top of that.
Yeah.
So that is something new. That's never been done where there's a specific audit that are going on a lot of these because the reemployment people are auditing many, many payrolls.
And the fact that they have specifically enrolled, I guess you'd say, or hired the Department of Revenue for Florida to exercise this. It's always been part of the understanding, but they've become much more, we'll say, aggressive.
I guess you would say that this this primarily only ever came up if a person had a regular IRS audit of their business, which are pretty rare, very rare.
Right.
2 or 3% of all.
So
businesses.
The word of admonition here to you business owners, and if I'm hearing you correctly, Dan, is be sure to have a consultation with a tax professional, particularly a CPA. That'd be advisable.
Yes.
And we happen to know somebody like that who is sitting here with us, Dan Holloway, and ask that question before the IRS asks, is your salary versus your other compensation, profit from the business, in a reasonable proportion? So are you, and you said it this way, paying yourself too little or too much?
Or too much.
You know, and in that way, you got a better shot of knowing going into the possibility of an audit. You're not going to come out feeling beat up. Folks, this is why we do what we do here. It's our pleasure to have had Dan Holloway with us. He is a good friend, a friend of the working man, and a friend of small business in Tallahassee. One of the principals at Sanders, Holloway, and Ryan, our very good friend Dan Holloway. Thanks for being with me, my friend.
Well, I certainly enjoyed it.
Folks, we'll be here again next Saturday morning looking for you. So don't forget, 9 to 11 every Saturday morning at 93.3 FM, our home station in Tallahassee. So come on, Tallahassee, come talk to me.
Truck and Car Concepts, we're your one-stop shop for tripping out to truck. Truck and Car Concepts, people with their cars, we're number one by far.
Hi, I'm Joe Doty. Come truck it up with me this week, and I'll save you money. Get your deluxe detail package, complete window tinting, and heavy-duty floor mats starting at $339.95.
Truck and Car Concepts, we're your one-stop shop for tricking out your truck. Truck and Car Concepts, people with their cars, we're number one by far.
You'll save big bucks on the package, and I'll even throw in a great pair of free sunglasses. Come on, truck it up with us this weekend, and bring your cars, too. You're going to love it.
Truck and Car Concepts, we're your one-stop shop, we always aim to please. Truck and Car Concepts, everything is here from A to Z.
Call 656-8800.